the devil's advocates.
I got a little email missive just a little bit ago. Can I share just a little?
Please.
Friend, Trump is one day away from taking the stage in Wisconsin, and we need you to help stop big tech from censoring his American First message. By taking our Trump rally point, can we count on your prompt response? Here are your options. Yes, I stand with Trump, or no, I support censorship. You know, let's just say you feel a little pushed in the corner.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You made it to a three-day weekend. But there's still time to air the grievances, Dom. 844-967-2789. The Friday happy hour made for airing of the grievances. Welcome to our friends listening on AM 950 Minneapolis. If you didn't know, Dom, KTNF country, they join us now. And Dom, I'd like to start the hour with a grievance I've had against the former speaker all the way back to the 1990s. Newt.
We
saw Newt in Iowa most recently in 2015.
You got up
2015.
Personal, man. You were sitting right next to Newt and whichever Stepford wife he was with at the time.
Callista. She's now the ambassador to the Vatican, I believe. And a very... I tell you no lies. Look it up. I believe Callista is the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. But she has the deadest eyes of any human being I've ever seen. Like, she may have a blinking disorder, like, doesn't have to blink.
Dead eyes, like a doll's eyes.
No, I know we play that joke, but I'm telling you, the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Callista New, what's her name? Gingrich.
Gingrich?
Mrs. Newt Gingrich. She's a scary creature. From Appleton, my understanding as well.
Whoa, really?
Kind of like Red of Van Susteren.
Something in the water up there, man.
But anyways, here's the take on Newt. He may be in big trouble, Dom. How the January 6th committee may have the goods on Newt. Oh, that'd really sting. David Badish at the New Civil Rights Movement writes, longtime Republican disruptor Newt Gingrich, senior advisor to then President Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, and longtime campaign advisor Jason Miller, conducted an email discussion about posting ads falsely disputing the results of the 2020 election, according to a letter sent to Gingrich by the U.S. House Select Committee on the J6 attack. I prefer to call them the J6 Committee. The goal is to arouse the country's anger, Gingrich said in one email. The committee states in its letter, which asks him to testify voluntarily, Dom,
please,
and preserve all related documents. A, you got to think he's having a burn party down at the farm. And B, Newt Gingrich ain't voluntarily given testimony. He's going to need a subpoena and maybe the Steve Bannon treatment.
Crudy, the committee also says it also has evidence that Gingrich was involved in the fake elector scheme.
What?
Right? I mean, it just keeps getting better. Even in the hours after the violent but failed January 6th coup, the committee says Gingrich continued to push efforts to overturn the election results and emailed Mark Meadows at 10:42 p.m. Attorney in law, professor of law Anthony Kreese, says it sounds like the January 6th committee may have the goods on Newt Gingrich orchestrating Party and part of a broader conspiracy to solicit election fraud and or commit unlawful interference with election administration under Georgia law. In its letter, the committee states that it has obtained information indicating that you have knowledge about former President Donald J. Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, and we write to seek your voluntary cooperation. Some of the information that we have obtained includes email messages that you exchanged with senior advisors to President Trump and others, including Jared Kushner and Jason Miller, in which you provided detailed input into television advertisements that repeated and relied upon false claims about fraud in the 2020 election. These advertising efforts were not designed to encourage voting for a particular candidate. Instead, these efforts attempted to cast doubt on the outcome of the election after voting had already taken place, the committee letters read to Gingrich. They encouraged members of the public to contact their state officials and pressure them to challenge and overturn the results of the election. To that end, these advertisements were intentionally aired in the days leading up to December 14, 2020, the day electors from each state met to cast their vote for president and the vice president, the committee adds. Among the numerous emails you exchanged regarding purported election fraud, you wrote on December 8th of 2020 urging Donald Trump's campaign to air advertisements promoting the false narrative that election workers had smuggled suitcases containing fake ballots at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. This email shows that you provided line edits to the script used to produce television advertisements and suggested that the advertisements include a call to action of pressuring state officials. You specifically pushed for a national
insurrection now
to include false allegations about what you called the suitcase scandal. Ooh, he even kind of tagged it, man. The suitcase scandal. So let me make some crap up. We'll get some, you know, money from a bunch of, you know, either billionaires or, you know, cult members. We'll put out some false advertisements and we'll call it the suitcase scandal. How's that sound? Oh, what? You got to make sure you have a plan, a call to action. You can't just, you know, put something out there. You got to make them want to do something. Wow. That sounds like it's not great for Newt. How do you think he's going to respond, Curdy?
I think he will basically ignore the subpoena until he is hauled in on his contempt charges. And then at the last minute, much like Steve Bannon, he will offer to give testimony. But I fear it will be too late for him.
Well, I mean, that seems like, you know, if your wife's, ambassador to the Pope nation, man, you think you'd have, you know, better grasp of what right and wrong. I'm sorry, who am I kidding? It's I can't even get it out.
She is the ambassador. Callista Gingrich is the ambassador to the Holy See. That's the Vatican, right? But I was wrong about this part, and I'm sorry to disparage Appleton.
Okay, thank you.
She's from Whitehall, Wisconsin. Oh, that's over in Trippolo County.
She's still a Wisco girl.
Oh, I knew she was from Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's interesting.
Harry Houdini. And you're a graduate of, what, Appleton Xavier?
Yeah, me and Rocky Blyer, man.
So that town's really going to pot.
And Harry Houdini. I don't know where Harry went to school, though, but he's from Appleton, right?
But not Callista. She's not amongst the alums of the venerable Appleton, Wisconsin. So anyways, there's that. There's more out there.
You also can't forget Willem Dafoe. He was also from Appleton, Wisconsin.
So was Tom Wopat, the other Duke of Hazzard. Not John Schneider, Duke of Hazzard. I believe he's from Appleton. I'm pretty damn sure. You can Google that.
9672789.
It's worth the Google.
Going down that rabbit hole. Lots of great, wonderful.
Oh, I take that back. Actually, Tom Wopat
from Appleton
is from Lodi, Wisconsin.
Oh, from Lodi? Oh,
where Susie the Duck's at.
Lodi again.
Different Lodi. Pretty sure it's a different Lodi. There's not enough to Lodi to get stuck in Lodi.
It depends how the night went. 844-977.
Lodi is right on the fringe of the devil radio signal. It's right there. Depends on where you're at in Lodi.
844-96-PARTY. Tom from L.A. It's not Lodi. It's L.A. Welcome, Tom.
What's up, guys? First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that.
Come on.
Second is Republicans are the party of murder and of pro-death.
Wow. You've moved on from just anti-business.
Yeah, no, they're definitely anti-business, too. And,
now, Tom, do you make a distinction between Republicans at large versus the mega subset of because obviously we know they're down with the murder. They kill people.
I mean, yeah,
they stomped over one of their own when they were storming the Capitol, right? Didn't one of the people there die from basically being stomped on, being walked over?
Yeah, I actually do. I find people, such as, friends of mine that are Republican that maybe make a little more money or whatever, I can understand why it is that they might vote Republican because they're big tax breaks. But people like CJ and, some of the other yahoos that call in.
Don't forget Lou.
Lou and Dave seems to be coming around a little bit, but not completely. But these guys that vote against their best interest and are also, they just seem like people that really don't like themselves very much. And I really feel bad for them. And I really wish that they would stop being victims of this horrible, Joe Biden presidency and, start taking personal responsibility for what they're, Cheeto and Jesus did, in January. And also,
Tom, isn't it more likely we're going to have to let the nonviolent offenders off with the slap on the wrist? And I mean, basically anyone that voted for Donald Trump. And if you have these violent tendencies, let's say you want to be a congressman from the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin, and you carry loaded weapons through airplanes, or you go out to the insurrection, I would draw a distinction at that level of dedication. Do you see any difference, 100%. Tom? Because at some point, we got to admit, there's a lot of Trump voters that are our neighbors, friends, and family members.
Yeah, and I think part of that is that the reason they vote even for Trump is because their family was Republican, so therefore they think they're Republican, and it's just a family, voting trend, unfortunately. And whoever it is that's at the top of the ticket for the Republican Party, that's who they're going to vote for. But these other ones that are these violent people, like I said, these just self-hating little men that, or I'd call them little boys. They're just really, really quite sad. But I wanted to let you guys know that my cousin Kevin Wolski, you guys know him, from Andy's Air and Heating. He went to school with the Gingrich.
Calista.
Gingrich woman. Calista in Whitehall. So he probably has got some stories. Kevin, if you're out there, you should call in and tell those stories.
You've been invoked, Kevin, who owns Andy's, which is very confusing, who occasionally sells me preseason Packer tickets, and I appreciate it. Come back, more Devils.
I'm pretty sure that's the smell of your ma's apple.
Town.
That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there in the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes, 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
He's rounding first, second, third. He stopped between third and home. What the heck?
Ooh, that's not the time to stop. And now's not the time to stop wearing a mask. Vaccines are a game changer, but the game's not over. Mask up until you're vaccinated. Let's finish strong. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/masks. A message by CDC and the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I'm taking an unscreened call because I recognize it. Kevin, don't call him Andy, but he owns Andy's Heating. Kevin, how you doing, man?
Hey, Kevin.
Man.
Your name was invoked like a debate. I can give you 30 seconds to respond to Tom Adler.
Well, so, yeah. It's what I'm going to say. California Tom just texted me. Anyways, I went to high school with Newt Gingrich's wife. And here's the thing.
Did you hit on her in high school?
No, she was a little older than me. So, I mean, you know. But anyway, she class valedictorian and salutatorian. I'm thinking, how could you be so smart but yet be so dumb to marry some guy like that? He is just as ugly in person as he is on TV. And next time I run into Newt, I'm going to have to say, you know, look, I got you and Mitt Romney all mixed up when you guys were running for president. Here, Romney was the religion of polygamy, and I thought Newt was a polygamist. Because he was married, you know, and he was having an affair with Calista. You know.
Well, every time a wife of former Speaker Newt Gingrich, now subpoenaee, well, the subpoena will come next week.
A nice request, E. Please come and testify, please.
Please come and testify, please. But the guy cheated on his first wife with his second wife while she had cancer. The second wife got MS, and he cheated on her with Calista. And anyways, so I hope Calista stays well, or Newt's moving on to number four.
Maybe Newt's the reason everyone's getting sick, Andy. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Could be. I don't know.
Hey, man, I might need some Packer tickets. I'm going to get back to you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Have a great weekend. Happy Labor Day to you. Hopefully not too many air conditioners break. Andy slash Kevin, his radio name. He'll be out fixing air conditioners all weekend. That won't seem much like Labor Day, except he'll be laboring. Robert from West Ellis, welcome. Me talking feels like a laborious effort.
Getting to feel that way, Robert.
Hello. I haven't had a grievance in a while, but after Biden's speech last night, you know, I was watching Chuck Todd, and I'm just so sick of the media doing the, hey, there's both sides to every issue kind of thing. So, you know, he immediately launches into, oh, this is a political speech. You know, and I think they really missed the point. You know, Biden was talking about something that was much larger, you know, with the threats to democracy and stuff. And, you know, I'm sure it was happening on the other networks. I just really wish they would call it for what it is, you know, with these really extreme types, you know, call it terrorism, if that's what really what's going on. I mean, we all have folks in our family that they're very conservative, they vote for Trump and some of these other folks, but, you know, they know where that line is. You know, they're not at the Capitol, you know, hitting a police officer with a flag. Yeah. But, I mean, that's my gripe. Let's stop, you know, making it all political and say, well, you know, we have to, you know, what is the other angle of the story? Of, you know, why that's appropriate and why it's a political speech versus really, you know, we have larger issues going on here. So that was it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Great point. Appreciate you calling in. 844-967-2789. Go ahead, Curdy.
Dominic, the other big issue was the inventory of the stolen documents, Donald Trump's inventory. The list was given out, at least how many classified folders of this and that, and the other thing he had. But I found it very interesting. Trump put something up on the Truthy Social, another confession, and in defending himself, this knee-jerk reaction, you know, the FBI trying to make him look bad. You've seen the photo. Everyone's seen the photo. It's all over social media, right? The photo of all the top secret files, and they're laid out on the carpeting. That's obviously not Trump's office, because his office has gold carpeting and this is more like hallway carpeting. So anyways, Trump made a big to-do.
Well, they took pictures of the evidence. It's like when you bust the cocaine and the money, they stack it all up on the desk and put the cocaine, the guns, and the money. And
that's not where I kept my cocaine is basically his defense. let me read a little bit from the statement Donald Trump made in reaction to the photo, because he just couldn't help himself, Dom. There seems to be, and sorry, Gene, I'm back to doing the voice. There seems to be confusion as to the picture where documents were sloppily thrown on the floor and then released photographically for the world to see. And if that's what the FBI found when they broke into my home, wrong. They took them out of cartons and spread them around on the carpet, making it look like a big find for them. They dropped them, not me. Very deceiving.
You're right. What, dude?
The classified documents in my possession were neatly filed in the boxes. You know, all random happenstance.
And my money and my guns were not all stacked up on the hood of my car. They were hidden in the house. The FBI came in and did that for a big find. Very deceiving. I mean, really? You got to be kidding me. And this guy is just continually walking into it's great because it's self-destruction. And I kind of love to see that coming from a narcissist like that, thinking that he's being all Trumpy and going to get away with stuff. And you never know. We don't know what's going to happen. But, God, you're admitting to it. So what about I hope they don't plant things? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've got the explanation. And the only inside the Trump White House kind of book I'm looking forward to reading is the one to be dropped by Maggie Haberman. My understanding, it will come in October. But Haberman of the New York Times noted, and I think she tweeted yesterday, Trump has moved off suggesting things were planted.
Yes.
And now says documents were in cartons at his house/club, which he says, even though his lawyer signed a document asserting all material was in the storage area and went back per the DOJ. You know, sort of a confession of sorts, Dom. No, that's not at all where I kept my cocaine. I keep it in the drawer next to my bed. That's why I don't sleep at night. I used to stay up all night tweeting, but
in the morning, I'm tweaking out. My eyes are wide.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. More random late night thoughts. I was up quite late last night as well. Less cocaine and guilty conscience than, you know, it's a little humid in the house. Should have ran the AC, not opening Kevin. The windows tonight. Oh, yeah, Kevin. Where was Kevin when I needed him? Could have had him, you know, done a fan on me. I don't think that's what you meant. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Say exactly what you mean or get the hell out of queue. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.